a lot of news happening right now. And, you know, I feel like in a lot of ways it's just hard for any story to rise above the fray.
Yeah, they all start to blend together, especially if you do a daily podcast.
That's true. But, you know, every once in a while you see a story that just breaks through all the noise. Just bust through it all. And the other day, I saw exactly this kind of story, and I ran over to Cardiff's desk.
Ran all the way over.
Right, Cardiff is the adjoining cubicle. And I was like, Cardiff, you're not going to believe this. Somebody is selling a Tyrannosaurus Rex on eBay. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia, who didn't care if there was nothing else going on with that story. I was like, sold.
In.
Let's do something about it. Yeah. So today on the show, yeah, someone is selling a T-Rex on eBay.
So many questions. How does one come to own a T-Rex? How do you figure out, you know, what to charge for a T-Rex? And who do you sell it to?
We're looking for museums and billionaires. In fact,
that's the market, museums and billionaires.
That's right.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Cleveland Clinic, ranked the nation's number one heart care, according to U.S. News and World Report. For information on complex cases treated at Cleveland Clinic, or to get a second opinion, visit clevelandclinic.org/heartcare. Support also comes from NICE, a leader in customer experience solutions for contact centers. Get CX1 to see why 85 of the Fortune 100 companies have already partnered with NICE. Learn more at nice.com/CX1.
Okay, here is the specific eBay listing for the T-Rex. It reads, young baby T-Rex dinosaur fossil, most likely the only baby T-Rex in the world. It has a 15-foot-long body and a 21-inch skull with serrated teeth. The price is today's indicator, $2.95 million.
Or best offer.
OBO, yes, or best offer.
So first question, who has a T-Rex to sell on eBay?
Hi, I'm Alan Dietrich, and I'm a professional dinosaur hunter.
Alan found the baby T-Rex.
But I got to tell you, wearing out a pair of boots is how you find a dinosaur.
But Alan says you also got to go to the right spot.
Garfield County, Montana, and Harding County, South Dakota. So those are the two really good spots to hunt T-Rex. And like all good fishermen, I went to where they were catching the big bass and finding the big T-Rexes.
Yeah, this is also the first thing I didn't know about finding and selling T-Rexes. It's like finders keepers.
Yeah, in the U.S., if you find a dinosaur on your property, you own it. It's yours. You can donate it or sell it or turn it into a coffee table, whatever you want.
So fossil hunters like Alan go to fossil country. They rove around looking for likely dinosaur hotspots. They find the person who owns the property where the dinosaur is or might be, knock on their door, and he says, hey, I've got a proposition for you. Let me look around your land for dinosaur bones, and if I find one, I'll give you a cut.
Alan's found a lot of fossils this way, including the baby T-Rex. He and his brother were fossil hunting in Montana when his brother spotted something in the dirt.
He found part of a tooth, and we didn't know what it was. We thought, well, it's too small to be T-Rex. It's serrated, but it's too small. It was about 2 inches.
Whereas a full-grown T-Rex tooth can be up to 9 inches long.
It's terrifying.
Alan and his brother weren't quite sure what they had, but they started digging.
We have ribs, we have vertebrae, we have skull, we have the legs are extremely long, so he was a long-legged guy.
Legs for days.
I want to open a restaurant that's like, we have vertebrae, we have skull, we have ribs.
Anyway, okay, scientists who studied the specimen that Alan found, Alan's T-Rex, said they thought it was about 4 years old when it died. And Alan named it Son of Samson, after a T-Rex he found years ago named Samson.
You know, it's got a good ring to it.
Yes, it does.
So I feel like, you know, it would be good commercially to sell this dinosaur with the name Son of Samson.
Good commercially. Finding dinosaur bones and selling them to museums and private buyers is how Alan makes money. One of the pioneers of this business is Pete Larson. Larson runs the Black Hills Institute of Geological Research in South Dakota.
You're also a fossil hunter. You found a lot of Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
So far, we've collected 10 different Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons and partial skeletons. And that's kind of a record, I guess.
Okay, Pete is being modest. There are around 40 T-Rex skeletons that have ever been discovered, and Pete has found 10 of them. And he has also found and sold all kinds of dinosaurs. But he says, you know, T-Rex are just undeniably the coolest.
Coolest and the most profitable. When Pete started out in the fossil business in the late 70s, it wasn't really a job that people had. But that changed in the mid-90s when a couple of things happened. First,
Jurassic Park!
Yeah.
That's such a good roar.
Steven Spielberg happened,
yes,
basically.
Yes, Steven Spielberg happened. Jurassic Park was this huge hit, and suddenly everybody was super into fossils and wanted to hunt for them.
And number two, one of the T-Rexes that Pete Larson found, a T-Rex named Sue, was sold at auction. A couple of museums got into a bidding war, and Sue fetched more than $8 million from a buyer. And people thought, whoa, there is real money to be made in dinosaurs.
And suddenly, Montana and South Dakota were just like crawling with fossil prospectors. And fossil hunting went from this kind of sleepy, shoestring, academic pursuit to a pretty hot little business. And as a result, way more fossils have been getting discovered. Used to be that one T-Rex was found about every 10 years. Now it's more like every 6 months.
And that extra supply has affected the price. Sue sold for more than $8 million. Nowadays, at auction, T-Rexes are getting around $2 million. There's just more of them. Alan Dietrich is hoping to get a premium for Son of Samson because it's the only known baby T-Rex.
This is the only T-Rex in the world that is under 4 years old.
Yeah.
Everybody's got an adult. There's a lot of them.
So I'm looking at it now. It's $2.95 million.
I priced it cheap.
It's priced to move.
For a quick sale, yeah. This rancher could use the money.
Okay.
The wheat crops haven't been that great. And he'd like to see me sell this thing, so.
Now, the for-profit fossil business has caused a lot of controversy among museums and the academic community. Because some of the people hunting just have no qualifications, so they can end up easily destroying priceless fossils. Or they end up putting a price on what should be priceless fossils and end up selling them on eBay.
Okay, you have to talk to me about eBay. So why did you post it on eBay? This like, it seems like a weird place to sell.
How many billionaires you know with their phone number?
Not one. I don't have
not in my Rolodex.
No, not. The man makes a point.
Pete Larson, the original fossil hunter, says he is not crazy about the idea of Alan selling his T-Rex on eBay. But Larson says the fossil market has to evolve with the times.
Get it? Sorry.
Nice.
I know that a lot of people look down on the sale of fossils, but, you know, this is the real world. This is a way that museums have gotten fossils since the beginning. Without these private collectors, most museums would not be able to get real fossils for exhibit.
The eBay play seems to be working. Alan Dietrich says he's gotten an offer, meaning that his job is very far from going extinct.
Oh!
Hey-o.
Yes! How much was the offer for?
I can't tell you that.
Was it a good offer?
Well, I'm going to use a double entendre with you,
okay,
Stacy. It's a bona fide offer. Right now, the best thing that could happen is two billionaires get in a bidding war on eBay.
Oh, billionaire bidding war. Yeah, that's good.
Wouldn't that be good?
I love that guy. Okay. That dude is awesome.
I know.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Patty Hirsch. Our intern is Willa Rubin, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Hey there, I'm Joshua Johnson, the host of 1A. There are lots of places to debate today's issues if you don't mind getting attacked for speaking your mind or asking a simple question. But 1A is different. You'll find the 1A podcast on the NPR One app or wherever you listen to podcasts.